You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is great to be back on the air, talking about all the fun things in life. Movies, TV, comedy, music, you name it, we've got it here on Nightlight. Happy Wednesday. I almost said happy Monday, Aaron, because it feels like a Monday. What does it feel like to you?
To me, it feels like a Wednesday. But to be fair, You didn't have the show yesterday or the day before.
I have not done a show since last Wednesday, a live show. We've got two live shows this week, tonight and tomorrow night, and we're going to make them count because there's lots of stuff coming up here that we'll get into, but it is great to be back. Did you have a good weekend? Now, you were going to try... I was at the Door County Film Festival last weekend in beautiful Fish Creek, a phenomenal film festival, lots of fun. You were toying with the idea of going.
I wanted to. I was just exhausted after a really long week, and I stayed home. I watched some movies at home, probably not as good as what I would have seen there, but it was still fun.
Well, you were missed. It was a fun time, and I'll give some details on that as well. We've got a lot to get to tonight. There's a weird video we're going to talk about with Kid Rock and Robert Kennedy that needs to be discussed. I don't know what the hell is going on. And we both saw a movie that we're going to discuss, Iron Lung. We'll get to that as well. I saw an excellent movie at the Door County Film Festival called The Librarians, about these kind of badass librarians that stand up to people trying to take books off the shelves. So that was a really fascinating documentary. And it started out, the trip was not great, Zomers. I'm going to tell you why. So without naming names, there's a hotel in Door County I really like, okay? And we've stayed there before. It's got all these great amenities. It's got this beautiful view of the water. It's just a stunning place. Well, there's another hotel right down the street from that hotel that looks very similar and has a similar sounding name that the guy with two thumbs booked by accident. And it was the same money. And we get there and we check in. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I was so busy the last couple of weeks. I just click buy, whatever, book, whatever. And we got there and I'm like, oh my God. Like, I literally could have canceled it 2 weeks up until we checked in and gone to the other place. But I just didn't even, I completely spaced. And my wife is like, all right, well, what do we do? So I had some work to do Thursday night when we got there. And she said, I'll go to the workout room. I said, okay. They don't have a workout room.
Oh.
So then I had to print up a speech that I was giving at the Door County Film Festival. And I said, hey, can I have access to your business center? I need to print something. We don't have a business center. Oh, okay. And then we tried to hit the hot tub when we got there that night. It closes in 15 minutes at 8:30. Who closes a jacuzzi at 8:30?
That's
and
like
it was great
because
there was nobody
going
in the hotel yet. Exactly. So... And then, like, the checkout time was at 10 o'clock in the morning. Like, everything that could have gone wrong regarding the hotel went wrong. But here's classic Schwabba. So the venue for the Door County Film Festival was the Northern Star Theater. Beautiful venue, outdoor theater, right kind of on the water. And that's where I went. And then I realized, as I got there, there's nothing. Like, I would have had to pull through a snow-covered road to get there, and I can barely see it. I'm like, maybe there's a different entrance, whatever. Long story, even longer. We got the venue wrong, and when we say we, I mean I. There's another venue called the Northern Sky Gould Theater in Fish Creek. So we had to go all the way back into town, through town to that. Luckily, I left enough time, and there was plenty of time, but man... I don't know what was going on. I just had my head, like, maybe it was weird taking a Thursday night off. I can't remember the last time I took a Thursday night off. I don't know what it was.
Well, you know, I think the universe was conspiring against you to stop you from going to the film festival, and you did anyway, so you won, really.
I won, and it was a really great shout-out to Kurt Krause and Chris Opper and Antonio Polk. They ran a great festival, and it was a lot of fun, and my son had a film playing. He won a couple of awards. That was exciting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was fun to see. And then the opening night film was a movie called The Librarians, which was very well regarded. And it played at, I think it opened or premiered on POV on PBS Wisconsin just a few nights before. And one of the producers was there. We'll probably get her on Nightlight at some point. But she had great stories about making this film and kind of keeping free speech going and all that kind of stuff. So it was a really fun, great parties. You know, Door County is just such a special place as far as I'm concerned. It was a lot of fun. We've got lots to get, though. Did you see that video, Zahmer? I shared that with you, the link of Robert Kennedy. This is the Health and Human Services Secretary working out with Kid Rock.
Unfortunately, I have seen it.
It was like the two of them got stoned and just said, let's make a video. Like, they're promoting working out, and like, they're buddies, and that's fine, I get it. But there was like zero production value. Like, Kennedy's in his jeans and nothing else. And there were all kinds of porn jokes all over the internet about the two of them. Like,
that's like, what it looked like.
It was really strange.
It's just guys going around with, you know, no thought put into what it looks like. RFK Jr. in just his jeans, like you said. Kid Rock in various stages of undress, flipping off the camera most of the time.
It just, what are you, 12?
Yeah,
it was flipping just off the camera? That's your rebel side? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, especially when you've just demonstrated you can't actually sing your one song a week ago at the Super Bowl alternative halftime show.
Okay, to his credit, to play devil's advocate, maybe Kid Rock realized he was out of breath during the four-minute performance and needed to get back in shape. So he called his pal, Robert Kennedy Jr., Health and Human Services Secretary, and he said, you got to help me get in shape. So they put a minute and a half video together, and I'm not even kidding, like, Kennedy is wearing jeans, and he gets into a cold bath, and then he jumps in the pool in his jeans. It's like, it's just this weird, no thought put into it video, and he is on roids to the bejesus. He's like 70, 72?
Yeah, he's always,
and he's got the,
he's freely admitted to using steroids. And so maybe the trick that he used to help Kid Rock be able to catch his breath again. I don't know.
Very possibly. But it's so, I feel like when you've had an enhancement of any kind and you walk around like, aren't I special? It's like, well, nice purchase, I guess. You're it's not like you got there on your own, whether it's calf implants, boobs, roids, I don't know. I just don't get the pride.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't either.
Full disclosure, my sideburns are fake. I paid for them.
Okay.
So I'm not perfect, but this video it's definitely worth a look. It's really just kind of bizarre. And if they put it out there like as a, hey, we got nutty Friday night and made this goofy video, that I would have watched it going into it thinking that, like, oh, those guys are goofy and that's fun. But this is like, hey, Mr. Health and Human Services Secretary, let's get in shape.
Yeah, they were pitching as we all need to work out and eat real food. There's no food in the video and there's no story to the workout. It's just like right. Someone with a camera walks in a room. You see Kid Rock sitting there and just a towel flipping off the camera, and RFK Jr. walks over to the other side of the sauna. You go to the next one. They're hitting a ball back and forth on the tennis field. You go to the next one. RFK Jr. is in his jeans, lowering himself into the water, you know, with his arms spread apart because his muscles are too big to put his arms down.
And the flip off, I'm so done with that. Like, okay, you flipped off the camera, you're a rebel, I get it. And the song, that might be the only, I just think Kid Rock is a hack. And some people, when I go after him, they're like, oh, it's not, he's a hack. I don't like him. I don't like his artistry or his music. And that might be one of the few songs he didn't lift from someone else and get sued for.
Right. And he's been coasting on that since it came out.
Ridiculous. Hey, I think it's time, folks. Without further ado, we had a celebrity death over the weekend, and one of the greatest actors of all time passed away, and that leads us to tonight's Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, as we all have heard by now, I'm sure, and if you haven't heard, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but phenomenal, legendary actor Robert Duvall passed away, I believe, on Monday, which leads us into tonight's question. What is your favorite Robert Duvall movie? This is one of the true titans of Hollywood. A guy, and from a different age, Zomers, like, I love the guys like Hackman or Duvall that are just the everyman. You know, they don't look like the pinup actors of today. They were balding. They look like regular dudes. And they carried films truly based on their talent. Like handsome guys, but you don't see a lot of those type of actors anymore opening movies as lead actors.
You really don't.
And he was one of the best. No, you don't. And he was one of the best. I just think he was 95 years old. And he did a very, he had a very kind of a wide array of credits on his resume. He did very different stuff throughout the course of his career. He was in The Godfather, The Apostle, The Great Santini. He played Boo Radley in To Kill a Mockingbird. And I remember the first time I saw him in that, and I said, I was probably in my 30s when I noticed who it was. And I said, he looks kind of like a young Robert Duvall. And sure enough, it was. And he had no lines. That was his first movie role. Came up, learned how to act on the stage. Brilliant, brilliant career. And he will be missed. And never officially retired. Like, Gene Hackman retired about 20 years ago. And just kind of disappeared. But Duvall, I'm not saying he worked. I think his last credit was maybe 2022 or 2023. But loved the craft. And by all accounts, it was just a great actor. In tribute to him, I watched a movie last night called The Outfit. That he was in with Joe Don Baker. And Karen Black, I think. Anyway, just a different time for movies, the early 70s. But kind of a cool film. He just played a guy who just got out of prison, wants to go even the score. Fun movie. And one of his many films I haven't seen. Like, he's got such a long body of work. Anyway, let us know what your favorite Robert Duvall film is. This could be fun to talk about tonight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite Robert Duvall movie? May he rest in peace. Zomers, you got one?
I have to come clean about something, Pete. I've only seen one Robert Duvall movie.
I just don't even believe you.
Only one. And it's one that he has uncredited random background role in. The remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers from, what year was that? The one from the 70s, I think?
Yeah, that's with it. Donald Sutherland.
Yep, that's the one. That's the only movie I've seen that he's in. And he's just in a random background shot because he happened to be walking by the set.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I haven't even seen The Godfather, nothing like that.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Well, I appreciate your honesty, and there's no judgment. I mean, look, there's so much content out there. You can't possibly see everything, but that's an acceptable answer. Well done. I'm going to say The Great Santini, just because he was such a hard guy, and we'll talk more about all of this, and I'm going to tell you who tonight's guests are, folks. We have outstanding guests tonight. There's going to be some great conversations, some great chat. Aaron and I are going to talk about Iron Lung as well. Very bizarre movie. We'll do all of that next. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't worry, it's not Kid Rock. This is the original.
Hard to tell.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Is that a Kid Rock? Did Kid Rock sample that, or?
He might have. I don't know.
Okay. Probably. And didn't pay. Hey, welcome back. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. That is the voice of Aaron Zommers, who is producing tonight's show. That is not Aaron Zommers or Kid Rock's music. That is from The Godfather, which is one of Robert Duvall's many outstanding classics. And that is our question of the night, folks. What is your favorite Robert Duvall film? He passed away just a couple days ago, and we are talking about his legacy a little bit. Another great one, one he won an Oscar for, is Tender Mercies from 1983. Great film, and kind of the opposite of like a Godfather-type film. Like, his resume is so great, and I love that Tony Zimmerman called you out. Somerson says there is some judgment. A little bit, Tony, but I'm saying, like, he's got time to get to them, right? We can give Zommer some time here to check out all these classics. So thank you for the text, though, buddy. All right, let's get to our guests tonight, folks. We have great guests. Andy Wassman is here at 5:35, just after the news. He will be here to discuss a really fun event called the Nina Run Iced Beer Mile Race. I think it's a race. Let's pull this up here. I had this right in front of me, and now I've lost it, Mr. Aaron Zommers. But it's a great event they have in Menominee Park by Lake Winnebago, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the Beer Mile. You have to drink while you race, and Andy will be here at 5:35 to talk about this really cool event. And then we've got Alan Kapischke, professor of theater from UWGB, here at 6:10 to talk about some really cool stuff and a great production he has coming up in the next few weeks at UWGB. And then our pal, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, is going to be on. She will be dispensing great healthy advice, as well as some probably giving me a hard time about various topics, which is fine. She's teased me about an array of topics. I don't know if you remember this, Zommer. She talked about lube.
I do remember very well, actually.
Yeah, she's an OBGYN. I said, oh, is that necessary for giving birth? Because she was at a convention for OBGYNs, and she says, no, that's for sex. And then she laughed, and Conrad laughed, and I was like, oh, okay. So she likes to tease, and it's great. Love when Kristen is here. We'll have a lot of fun, as usual. And then, this is fun, Steve Gillespie is here tonight, a very funny comedian. He's been on Conan. He's had best-selling comedy albums. He's on the show tonight at 7:20, talking about a very different, very cool show he's got coming to Wisconsin. It's I don't even know if I should say what this is, but it's called the Dose Psychedelic Comedy Show. And I'm just going to leave it at that. It's production heavy. Steve has put a lot of effort into this. It sells out all around the country, and it sounds like a blast, and there might be chemicals involved. I'm not sure. But you're going to want to hear that, because Steve is a good guy and a very funny comic. But right now, let's jump to the phones, because I know our pal Ollie from the North Woods is on the line.
Hi.
Hello, Ollie. How's it going tonight? Good. Very well.
Good here.
Good.
My favorite Robert Duvall movie is kind of a newer one, where he's an older. It's Secondhand Lions, where Robert Duvall and Michael Caine play two brothers, and they take in their nephew, who is played by Haley Joel Osment.
Yes.
I don't know very many people have watched that, but it's a wonderful movie. And the two guys are just awesome in it. Everybody's awesome in it.
You cannot beat that cast, right?
Yeah, and they tell a tale of adventures in their lives to this young boy who is just imagining the stories and doesn't know whether to believe them or not.
Right.
So the ending is great, and everybody should see it at least once.
I totally agree. No, that's a great choice, Ollie. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening. Thanks for the call.
You good guys too. Bye bye.
All right, that's Ollie from the North Woods, who says Secondhand Lions from 2003.
And you know what?
A fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes at 60%. Audience score 84%. So she's right on the ball there.
I just looked it up. And seeing a clip from this, I think I have actually seen this one. So, all right, I've seen one real Robert Duvall movie and one that he just happens to be there for.
I would recommend The Great Santini. It's just a great role for him. He's not a very likable guy, but it's just a hard-nosed military dad. And Michael O'Keefe is very good in it, too. Blythe Danner, Gwyneth Paltrow's mom, is in it. Very solid film, but he, you know, he's great in everything. Hey, let's, before the break, Zommers, we got to talk about this Iron Lung film. Shot for like $3 million, made like 18, 20 million bucks in its opening weekend. It's based on a video game and it stars a YouTuber who got it made. I have to say I was lost during Iron Lung.
Yeah, that's totally, I mean, this is exactly what you said. Somebody told you in the theater. That's totally fair. It is a confusing movie. Because the video game it's based off of, basically you've got a guy who's slowly going insane in a submarine who can only rely on, you know, weird sensors and his smell, or sorry, smell, his hearing. I don't know where I got smell from. and it's not supposed to entirely make sense, but I do think that they might have gone a little bit too far with that.
Here's my issue with it, too. You're right. The guy's in a submarine. The planets are gone. This is like a blood ocean. It's dystopian, you know, all that stuff. But he basically talks to himself, which characters who talk to themselves rarely work for me in movies. And there are other characters, but he's by himself and he's in this thing. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes long of no cinematography other than a dark vessel with blood splashing against the windows sometimes. Nothing really scary happens.
Yeah, not
and it's
really.
It's just kind of dull. It's like cinematically, there's nothing. The dialogue's not great. His acting is kind of one note. He's always frantic for 2 hours and 10 minutes, but then he'll go 10 minutes without saying anything.
Yeah, I think it was interesting to watch. I'm glad he made it. I think it shows that, like, you know what? There is something to the concept, and he has, you know, there's something that he's got that I think he could do really good work with in the future, but I don't need to watch it again.
Tip of my hat, the thing crushed. So good for him. Hey, we are coming right back after news, sports, and weathers to talk about a really cool beer run. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5, or a car and a key and a sober drive. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
I'm pretty sure that's not Kid Rock either. Great find, Zommers. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you here, folks, on this Wednesday night. That feels like a Monday night, but it's actually more like a Thursday night because of our crazy schedule this week. So it's great to have you here wherever you're joining us from across the state of Wisconsin, or if you're with us on the app or the stream, kudos to you for being part of the show because that's when it's always more fun. Aaron Zommers is producing tonight's show. Stacy Sue on the stream says she loved the Godfather movies when it comes to Robert Duvall's career. Those are hard to, it's hard to disagree. That's about the safest pick you can make, as well as Tender Mercies because he won an Oscar for that. But all kinds of great stuff. That is our question of the night, folks. What is your favorite Robert Duvall movie? He passed away a couple days ago. And you can let us know on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the Civic Media app, which you should have because it's so easy to use. It's just downright fun. Or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter X, you can drop us a stream comment like Stacy Sue just did. All right, we are going to turn our attention. One of my favorite things to talk about are cool events happening around the state. Because as Wisconsinites, we certainly have our share of them. There are all kinds of fun activities throughout the course of the year. And this one ranks right up there based on what I've read. It is my pleasure to welcome the event director for the first annual Run Nina Iced Beer Mile, Mr. Andy Wassman. Hey, Andy, how are you?
Excellent. Excellent, Pete. How are you guys doing?
Good. Man, you got a deep voice, dude. Are people intimidated when they talk to you? I know I am.
I think so. A little taller. So it's a big package there to deal with, I guess, right?
They run faster when you're around because they hear your voice. Hey, welcome to the show. It's great to have you. How you doing tonight?
Doing great. Ready to explain and describe our event.
All right. Well, before we get to that, I assume you're a movie fan or TV show fan, as most people like some form of movies. Are you familiar with Robert Duvall, and do you have a favorite Robert Duvall movie?
You know, I didn't realize there was a you know, the AI generated flashbacks on his career, I didn't realize that he was honestly in The Godfather. You know, when I put two and two together, I would say definitely Godfather, 100%. 100%.
Can't go wrong with that. That's a great answer. Well, it's great to have you here. So let's jump in. I love that this is your first annual event, or you may have had other derivations of it or whatever, but regardless, tell us about Run Nina and this Iced Beer Mile event. It sounds like an absolute blast.
Yeah. So we have a little group, about 20 people that run every Thursday from varying locations around Nina, every Thursday at 6 year round. Every year, we've been around for about 3 or 4 years, and every year it seems like we get the next young kid or young, you know, person that comes in and says, you know what, we should do a beer mile. And then it's after year three, it gets to the point of, you know, this is getting to be a common occurrence here. You know, so we really put pen to paper and kind of planned this. Still things to learn after the first. And it kind of was a big collaboration with, again, like I said, past members, you know, and then a member that was out Western Wisconsin that would do a snowshoe beer mile, on land around a bar.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, that was our whole deal here is, you know, a school track is probably frowned upon.
city certainly streets, during school same, hours. Yeah.
Right. You know, city streets, same thing. You know, we could go in, you know, other private areas, but then your distance for a circular track kind of get limited for like an out and back or something that way. It's just not as fun. So this year, Pierce in our group, actually another young kid this year here, he suggested, hey, let's get this going. What about on the lake? And I thought, you know, that's kind of a neutral territory, so to speak. And then we got to thinking and planning, figured we'd go right offshore and yeah, that's where it sits.
It's such a great, it sounds like so much fun. Is it in Oshkosh though, Andy?
It is. So the tough part is, you know, by us and Nina, we have a very nice park that we run from Lion's Tail Brewing quite often. That's one of our Thursday runs. Beautiful park. There's certainly access there. But if you know anything about Lake Winnebago, that's pretty much where everything from Poygan flows north and then dumps into and starts the Fox River. So there's a little bit of I don't want to say current, but the ice isn't as good up that way. Oh. Not that we take up a big stretch, but, you know, to keep people away from that area, if, you know, we all kind of figured let's go south. And then also, honestly, the location was kind of more directed because I know Carl was on your show. Carl with Sturgeon Spirits just recently.
Yeah.
And I thought that'd be neat to have it, you know, kind of partner with his event, this being the second weekend. And then again, just the ice was a little bit more consistent up until this weather, but a little bit more consistent down in those parts.
Here's what I love about this event, okay, and what I read it. At a time in our nation's history where people are drinking less, even here in Wisconsin, you are leaning into drinking while running. The race starts, you have to chug a beer. Drinking rules, one beer before the race starts. After each lap, you must stop at the drinking area, chug one full beer, hold the empty can upside down to prove it is finished, and you consume a total of four beers. Can people do it without drinking, or is that totally frowned upon?
That's not allowed, actually, this year. So as this evolves, we're thinking about doing a, you know, a relay, you know, so that's another idea so that, you know, one guy brought that up. So you have one person that just is responsible for a beer. So it's a four-person team. They do their beer, they run, and then hand off the empty can, throw it down to the ground. The next person throws it down to the ground or something like that. They have to chug theirs and off they go. We thought about an NA division, to your point. But, you know, as of course, if things get kind of closer, you know, then you get the ideas and suggestions. And my response is always, well, that there's always a year two, you know.
It said, I think I read in here somewhere. Oh yeah. Light beer is not in all caps allowed. It's got to be 4.5% or greater, and any style of beer is accepted. Cans only. How did you settle on that? Just easier to recycle or clean up or what? Well,
that's, I mean, the biggest thing on lakes. I mean, we're going to be, if I guess the lake traffic allows it, you know, meaning there aren't going to be a whole bunch of vehicles parked where I'm planning to, or we're planning to have this course. I mean, there is a beach there in the summertime.
Yeah.
So just, you know, breaking glass, you know, things that we're just trying to be stewards of the area. Yeah.
Well done. My guest is Andy Waspin. He is the event director of this really cool event sponsored by Run Nina, the Iced Beer Mile Run that takes place at the southern in Oshkosh, actually near Lake Winnebago. So here's another great rule, I thought, Andy. There is a penalty. If you puke at any time, you must complete one full penalty lap. Do people puke? I mean, it's not a ton of beer to take in, but it's in a short time and you are running and it's cold. What are the ratios there with vomiting?
Well, every race is different. You know, I just compare it to after, if you're a NASCAR fan, what does the winner do? He takes the champagne bottle and shakes it up and sprays it all over. So yes, there definitely is, you know, a strategy to those veterans. So we do have some people coming from the Eau Claire area. As part of that Snowshoe Beer Mile. So I think my mind's going to be blown at the vets or the elites, you know, they're going to be participating. But certainly there's going to be some releases, some pukes. You know, I'm going to be bringing the garbage bags for everything. And I thought, I'm not going to bring any actual barrels. I'm just going to let all the empties, you know, sit on the ice. I'll pick them up after, or we'll pick them up as a group. As soon as you have barrels, that's where the pukers go, you know, so I thought, we'll pick up as we go at the end.
All right. I appreciate your honesty here. So, all right. So four laps are run, four beers have to be consumed. There is a penalty for puking. Are there records? Do you keep track? I mean, this is the first, but will you keep track of records or best times? And tell us a little bit about the prizes too.
100%. So obviously the first year you have all kinds of different ideas that are just rolling around your head. I thought about doing age groups, you know, if this starts to get huge, do age groups. And, you know, because people don't want to admit their age, maybe we just, you know, fill out how many beer cans you are. So if you are, or how full the beer can is, or if you're 21 to, yeah. You know, 21 to 30, you're 3/4 of a beer can, and then you write that in on registration. If you're 30 to 50 or whatever that age, then it's half of a beer can. And if you're 50 plus, you have a quarter of a beer can, you know, to signify that age group. So thought about that, like I said, about different categories, different age groups. You know, yeah, that keeping track of times. It certainly could evolve, repeat winners, bullseyes on back, you know, for the winner from last year.
Right.
It's wild. It definitely can get wild.
So is it going to be the type of situation where you said you have age groups, like a teenager can participate if their parents are there, like when they're allowed in bars or something like that? Or,
well, it's funny. I have a friend of mine that has probably two, like, I think they're an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. And they said, can Grant participate in this? I said, well, you know, it's not that kind of group. We can maybe get that. Well, he just wants to run around. And then, like you had mentioned before, well, I don't know if this is going to be the surface that you're going to want to run around on.
Don't slip in the puke, kid. okay, so what are the prizes, Andy? And pardon me, can anybody enter? Like, if people are listening right now and they're like, I want to go do this, how do they find out more info and can they?
Yeah, and so more info is going to be that we have an event on our, I created a public event on our Facebook page. It's Run Nina group run. If you search it on Facebook, it should pop up. Unfortunately, we're a private group because you get, you know, all kinds of spam otherwise. So you just request, say what the weather was like yesterday. That's our security, I guess, question. We get you in there, but the event, I guess, you know, in general is public. At the time of start, we're going to have a simple waiver. You know, I'm too pretty to be in jail. So, not that it would get to that point.
Oh, that voice will keep you safe, buddy. That deep voice is you're going to be fine.
But we'll have a QR code that people can scan, just to initial and by all means, you know, the more the merrier. If we get a surplus of people, we might do two different waves, or I don't know that yet, but you know, right now I think there's about 15 people, you know, that are going to be attending. But who knows, there's like 70 some that are interested. So
that's
who knows
great.
What we're going to do.
Yeah, I love it. So I think what we need to do now, Andy, is get Carl involved. Carl, and he could do spirits, like chug a bottle of vodka and run even farther. Let's make it a puke fest. Let's see how many pukers we have.
I agree. You know, again, I saw his event, his mobile bar out on the ice last weekend and again this weekend. And that's what really got me thinking about, you know, doing it out in Oshkosh in that location. You know, but they're a mile out, as he mentioned on his event, or on his podcast or video here. I don't want to, if people aren't comfortable with that. So we're literally going to be about 50 yards offshore. And then to answer your question, prizes, we have some really cool laser engraved slate coasters for first, second, and third.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Well, Andy, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time tonight. I wish you luck with the event. Put plastic baggies over your shoes just in case you don't want to hit by errant vomit or whatever. But no, seriously, come back again the next time you do this. I hope you have many more of these, and best of luck with the event.
Good deal. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Andy Wassman. Check out the Run Nina Iced Mile Beer Run. So much fun. We are coming right back, folks, and I'm going to tell you about the best capitals in America to live in. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's another Kid Rock song. Sommers is finding them all tonight.
The news. The only person I listen to anymore, really.
I'm leaving Kid Rock or Sinatra?
Both. I don't know.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you here, folks, on this Wednesday night. It really feels like a Monday and also feels like a Thursday, thanks to scheduling issues. So, glad you're here. We are talking about the life and the body of work of Robert Duvall, who passed away the other day at the age of 95 and left behind such an incredible body of work. Matt Harper, rock rap artist from Green Bay, answered the question on social media. He said, "Colors." And that's the sign of a great artist too, or someone who's just a titan like Robert Duvall is, because I was thinking of his movies. I forgot about Colors. I saw that in the theater when it first came out. And he and Sean Penn were great. That's a phenomenal movie. Daniel Fine on social media says, "So many good ones, but some of them are ones he had really small parts. The Great Santini, he had a big part in that. To Kill a Mockingbird, Sling Blade, The Godfather 1 and 2, Falling Down, The Natural, True Grit, Jack Reacher." Forgot about Jack Reacher, too. "The Judge, and Apocalypse Now." Great list, Dan. Thank you. JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy behind the guy. Saw JB this last weekend at the Door County Film Festival. Good to hang. He says, "Falling Down." Well, you got a lot of movies to catch up on here.
I do. Summers. Including Robert Duvall as Joseph Stalin in the made-for-TV movie Stalin, about Joseph Stalin.
What? So you're saying it's Joseph Stalin. I forgot about that. I don't even know if I knew that. That was a made-for-TV movie like in the 90s maybe or 80s?
Yep, 92.
I don't think, do they do movies like that anymore? That's crazy.
I feel like Netflix movies are what has replaced it, and those have become much bigger budget than those TV movies ever were.
Well said. Tony on social media, Tony Diamond says, "There are so many, but I'm always drawn back to Network." Again, I forgot he was in that. A classic. Ross Bigley says, "The Outfit," which I just watched last night. Thank you, Ross. Yeah, that was a great, that was a really fun watch. I love watching movies how they used to make them, where everything isn't like, the stakes aren't so crazy high, and it takes their time. There's no high concept thing happening. It's just a story being told. And that's kind of what's taking place, or what took place when I watched The Outfit last night. Charles Krause on social media says, "There are many. The most recent and funny movie that I've seen is Secondhand Lions." So there you go. Maybe a love connection between Ollie from the North Woods and Charles?
Maybe. Who's to say?
We've probably gotten people together on this show over the last couple of years. George Chemers says, "To Kill a Mockingbird." Great one, George. And he didn't have a line, but he was great. He looked so tortured and troubled as Boo Radley. That's a great choice. Daniel Wheeler, Danny Wheel says, I'm going deep cut, Buck Weston, and kicking and screaming, but he's got balls. Well said, Daniel. Daniel will be on the show tomorrow night. Sean Boyce on social media says, I am the great Santini. Sean is a Marine. That could be what he's referring to, having a little fun with the title. He says, excellent film adapted from Pat Conroy, the Pat Conroy novel based on his own upbringing in the home of Colonel Don Conroy. I did not know that. Thank you, Sean. And a really good movie. Actually, there's some laughs in there, too, because he is a the great Santini is a character. Kind of racist, kind of old school, kind of old fashioned, just a tough as nails dad. His kids hate him. It's a great watch. Rich LoCascio, our favorite wrestling announcer, says THX 1138.
And that's one that I really want to watch. It's a George Lucas movie. I believe the first one he directed.
Man. Okay. I thought maybe Rich was dropping in a wrestling event there. We didn't. We got a call?
Yep. We have Mike from Muscadet.
Mike from Muscadet. Yeah, well, that's how you say it. Hey, Mike, how are you?
How's it going, Pete? You guys, I think True Grit was a good Robert Duvall movie. And he was in another movie with, what was his name? Oh, gosh, he's been in so many, like you guys say. But, you know, getting back to Kid Rock, let me ask you something, Pete. How many albums have you put out? So don't put down my man.
I'll tell you this. I haven't put out any albums, but if I do, it will be my own material, Mike. Is that a good answer? Did we lose Mike? Well, oh, there he is. Are you a fan, Mike? A true Kid Rock fan?
Go ahead. Go ahead and give her. I like Kid Rock, and don't put him down. You guys have a good one.
You too, Mike. Appreciate the call. I respect that he likes Kid Rock, but I'm still going to put him down. And all I'll say, Mike, is watch the workout video with Robert Kennedy. And listen, there have been a couple tunes Kid Rock has had over the years where I've tapped my foot to. I remember being on a movie set. He's not untalented. Apparently, he's a really good musician. I just don't like his songs.
Which is kind of where I'm at. But
that's a great movie choice. Thank you, Mike. Matt Cassane on social media says, True Confessions. Thank you, Matt. Derek Pfister says, Days of Thunder. Again, Tom Cruise forgot he was even in that movie. Ian MacArthur on social media says, The Great Tender Santini, Mercy's Apostle. He's got them all rolled into one there. But he did win an Oscar for 1983's Tender Mercies. Thank you, Ian. Richard Vargas says, A tie, The Great Santini and The Apostle. You know, I've seen The Apostle. I was kind of falling asleep in a hotel room one night, so I can't even weigh in on that. I have to give that a rewatch. But thank you, Richard. Jay Campbell says, that is so hard to narrow down because he was prolific and deep. I'm partial to Tender Mercies and The Apostle. I intend to rewatch both of them soon. Check out Get Low, too. That was kind of a fun one. And then Bill on social media says, Open Range. Thank you all. Keep those coming. We'll get to the text line stuff in just a bit. Oh, we got Kristen Lyerly coming up in the next hour, folks. Lots of fun. What's your favorite Robert De Niro movie? That's what we're talking about. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Or Robert Duvall.
What did I say?
Robert De Niro.
Share them all.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.